On February 14, 2002, around 2 p.m. Beijing time, more than 40 Western practitioners from around the world staged a peaceful appeal on Tiananmen Square to call for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. At the same time, countless other practitioners were being arbitrarily detained, abducted, and brutalized on the streets of Beijing. Among them were five Bay Area practitioners. They were welcomed home by a tearful crowd, including family members, fellow practitioners, and local media. They experienced being abducted from the airport, being chased by men with cars, being turned away from the U.S. Embassy, and brutally beaten.
Actually, we were abducted and beaten on the street, and then we were dragged to the police station, and we were detained.
How were you first abducted?
Yeah, we tried to raise a banner in Tiananmen Square that would say Falun Dafa Hao, which means Falun Dafa is good. And on our way to the square, actually we've been followed the whole day by different people and police. So walking towards the square, we got stopped and by the police. I tried to open the banner right there. And the second I tried to raise the banner, they got me, they threw me on the ground, they started beating me. And the other two, Chan and David, they didn't do anything, but they started being beaten right away by different people there.
Yeah, I mean, I was just standing there waiting for my friends, and as soon as he even pulled down the banner, I didn't even know what happened. The
police just jumped me. There was like 10 policemen, and they pushed me to the ground. They stepped on my head. They broke my glasses. I don't have them now. And they started kicking me. They punched me in the face, and my nose started to bleed. I don't know what happened, but I just remember being kicked and punched from like all directions, and then they tried to drag me up from the ground, and it took like five police officers or six, I don't know, they're just surrounding me, and they tried to like carry me. I don't know where they were carrying me to, but I just kept screaming Falun Dafa Hao, and actually they used my scarf to choke me, and then when I wouldn't stop screaming, they like pushed it down my throat, and there was like one time where I felt like I was gonna pass out because I was pushed down to the ground and I couldn't breathe.
And all of this started, you guys weren't doing anything?
No, we were walking on the street.
Yeah, my leg right here, this leg, I couldn't, like I had a hard time walking, but now I'm okay. But like at one point this was cold, totally, they dragged me all over the place and they dragged me like the length of, like at least half the length of the square on the long side on the street. And then and when they set upon me in all the people that were standing in the tunnel, they were all undercover. Maybe one or two wasn't, but I just felt like, you know, like when you feel like there's so many hands around you and so many people attacking you. And I so much stuff happened to me. Like, well, when they were dragging me too in the air, and I was saying Falun Dafa Hao, they put their hands like right up in the back right here, and choke me.
They bend my hand back really hard. So like for a couple of hours, my hand was shaking when I was trying to hold the hand like this. My hand was shaking, but
as long as I get off the taxi, they search me right away. And after that, they didn't find anything. So we just keep walking on the square. There's like six or seven guys following us. And then we know there's something wrong, so we get on the taxi. We go directly to the embassy. And the embassy was not open. So I talked to the guard there, and he said, yeah, you could stay, because I told him that it's not safe, you know, that people following us. So he said, yeah, you could stay there. But the gang, those guys is like a gangster hiding by the police department. And he talked to the guard. The guard told me that we cannot stay there anymore. So we just keep on walking. Six, seven guys following us very close, you know, a couple feet. And then we get the taxi again, and I told the taxi driver to go. And the black BMW keep following us. And I get off on one of the alley, and I try to run only a couple blocks. They just knock me down and pull me on a taxi and just pull me to the police station.
Oh, they pushed me to the ground and they started like they started searching me, and they started taking my stuff, and then they put me in a corner and I sat there, and then after a while, I don't know, I guess they were searching the rest of the practitioners, and they dragged us to a police van, And they pushed us all onto a bus and took us to a hotel near the airport to interrogate us one by one. But actually, one of the officials, I don't know who he was, but on the day when I was supposed to go home, I was waiting in the lobby and I saw like a fellow practitioner being dragged out. So I said, don't, you know, she doesn't want to go, leave her alone. And so one of the guys, I don't know, I think he was a top official because everybody stood up when he came in the room, but he jumped on me and he slapped me across the face really hard. And actually, my jaw, I can't bite down right now. But he continued to do that, continued to hit me in the face, and then he pushed me down on the ground again, and he started to kick me, and I was like curled up, and he continued to kick me, and the people around me, they around him, the other police, they were just standing there, and then one of them finally said, you know, just leave her alone, because I was screaming.
About a woman, and she was screaming on the floor. I trying to help her out by holding her, and there was a couple, I don't know how many times they hit me, they broke my glass, and my back too. Yeah, it's a lot of people that, you know, jumping on top of each other. So
at the Tiananmen police station, I was resisting when they're trying to take my stuff. So they put me in a hold where if I twisted my body at all, I would have broken something. And then they took my wallet, they took everything, my backpack and my jacket. And that's
how
not.
How did you guys get out? Did the embassy intervene?
Nothing. We had no.
You don't know.
No. All they just said, okay, you're going now, and then.
They just let you go.
No, they took me to the airport. They didn't even let us through the airport. They took us, they drove us into the, right next to the jet, and then they took out their cameraman, and they had their camera guy, and the whole thing was, they were, the whole time they were, the whole thing, the entire time they were filming us, and they would like bring in water and food, and then the cameraman would come in, and then they would, the whole thing was designed for propaganda. Everything they were doing was trying to break us. No, I didn't, because I didn't want them to have pictures of us enjoying when the cameraman comes in and then they bring out the food. I'm not going to let them do that and then put it all over Chinese TV so the Chinese people think that they're treating us nice while they're beating us and terrorizing us.
And I took a taxi and to the airport. And then when I got back from the taxi, three guys they get me, put me into a car, and then took me to a hotel, which actually I think it looks like a prison. They just and keep me there for about 30 hours and then send me back.
I have bruises all over my body.
Well, but I didn't know that they were going to beat me the way they did. A whole mob of undercover policemen.
Are you relieved to be back? Are you angry?
I feel sad. I really feel sad.
They didn't have any reason to do anything to me. They searched my luggage. They searched everything. They couldn't find anything that breaks any law, including Chinese law.
President Bush is going to visit Beijing next week. Do you think he should raise the issue with the Chinese
authorities? Yes, he should.
Do you think Americans should play a much tougher role on this issue?
I think that religious freedom should be everywhere. And I was persecuted there. They held me in the streets and carried me in front of all these people.
You think maybe you look like Chinese, so that's why you...
I don't know.
Together?
Yeah, they put us all together on the same plane. They took everything I had.
When they searched me first, they didn't ask why. They didn't tell me why. When they took me and put me in the car, they didn't say why I asked them. They didn't say why.
That's actually common to most of the people that we spoke to while we were in detention. They were all, a lot of them were followed, and most of them were detained or just abducted from the street or wherever they were. They weren't even on the square.
Vice?
Yeah, and then on the plane too, there was a guy that was like saying things like, I think on the plane there's a Chinese guy. He had a yellow Ralph Lauren thing on. And he's here right now, or he's here somewhere. And he was stopped right behind. Basically, they put us on the plane. They set everything up. Because there was this Chinese guy in there, and he was saying stuff to us like, oh, you know. Like he was trying to be friendly, and was so nice and everything. But he was saying things to us like, he even asked me a question. He's like, so how many days did you stay in Beijing? And that's what they were asking me there before. And so, like, they were using different methods. Yeah, I suspect, yeah.
Two of the practitioners suffered such severe injuries that they needed to check into the emergency room.
What happened after that?
David Cute, a practitioner from Marin County, was diagnosed with a head injury. Chen Li, a practitioner from San Jose, was diagnosed with contusions and lacerations all over her body. as the Chinese government escalates its violence against its own citizens and citizens from abroad who practice Falun Gong, America stands in a position to end this persecution, which violates all laws of freedom, justice, and humanity.